Welcome to Queen Rise Radio. I'm Jackie Hyman, and I teach you and your kids how to speak up for yourselves with confidence and live a safer and freer life through an empowering and simple method of self-defense. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump in. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to Queen Rise Radio. Hope you're doing well. This episode is really special because it is a very simple, fast exercise that when I do it with people, the whole room lights up. But I also do it when I'm by myself because of how simple and effective and healing and empowering it is. And it's a two-part little exercise. So if you're not in a place where you can stand up or shout, then just listen. And it's so simple that you're going to remember it and save this for a time when you need it. So why might you need this exercise? Well, what's happening in our day and age right now, mostly, is that the media has become really intense, to like put it lightly, right? It has become really intense. I personally, it has become so intense that I personally have decided that unless something huge is happening in the world, something so huge that I'm gonna see it on my social media feed, I don't actually go to news sites and read the news, turn on news channels on the radio or the TV. Why? Well, because I have noticed that I'm not a happy person when I'm doing that. I'm just really quite, you know, angry and fearful about the world. And I noticed that almost everything on the news is touching on human anger and human fear, those two emotions. And that's not the way that I want to live my life. It's not the way that I want to see the world. It's not the way that I want to see humanity. I very much am such a happier person when I shift my perspective to noticing the positive changes that are happening in the world. And it's so easy to not do that and only look at the negative, like everything's going to hell, people are insane, you know, what's happening to this generation, the whole world's going down the tubes, blah, 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 like on and on and on and on. And I know that that is the way that a lot of people kind of view our world. It's not helpful for me. I would even argue, if I'm maybe so brazen to say, it's not helpful for you either. I think the news keeps us focused on the negative. It keeps us from seeing what's possible for us. And, you know, I could go into my conspiracy theories of why the news is doing that. But I think most of it is a distraction from how powerful the masses actually are, okay? Because when you and I band together, the little people band together, we're way more powerful than the people at the top, and the people at the top do not want us to notice that, and so they keep us distracted. That's just an opinion. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. It's not a truth, okay? It's a belief that I have, and whether that belief is true or not, I don't watch the news for the reasons I already stated. I'm just a way happier person when I don't. However, on the day that I'm recording this podcast, a armed gunman with what I believe were like rifles, automatic rifles, very sadly went into an elementary school in Texas and killed quite a lot of children. It's hard for me to even speak after saying that out loud because of how much it hurts and breaks my heart. And stuff like that is stuff that we can't just go about our day and ignore because it's real.
it's not just another news story that's trying to touch on our fears or anxieties or anger, although it does, it's real. And these news stories happen, we hear about them, we understand that it's not a movie and it's something in the world that just isn't okay on any level. And and it's heartbreaking and it's infuriating. And right now, the way we're getting our news is when we are sitting in front of our computers or sitting and looking at our phones mainly. And so we're sitting down, we're internalizing all of this horrible, awful, violent information, and then trying to continue on with our workday and our to-do lists and all the things that we need to do. I'm like going to cry because it's like exactly what I did today, right? I'm like, no, no, no. Okay. So as you know, a huge part of what I teach people to do is say no when it saying no is called for. And when we do that, when we see a story like that and we try and just say, okay, that is awful. It's horrible. On with the workday. La, la, la. Go be productive in a capitalist society. La, 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 la. Onward, onward. Those feelings of anger, of grief, of fear, of the hate that we have for the evil in the world. All of that, it doesn't go anywhere. When we don't let it out, we store it in our body. As I've already mentioned a lot in this podcast, I've touched on this, but this is a really simple, easy tool that you can do before you get to your to-do list, because we can't like curl up in bed all day and cry. That probably wouldn't be healthy either. We do need to move forward in our lives. And the best thing we can do is move forward in our lives and keep living our lives for the sake of the people who no longer have a life. Just be grateful that we're able to do that. Heavy. I know. I didn't even realize this episode was going to be this heavy. This is just the direction it's taking you guys. So bear with me, but I'm going to give you something to do about it. That's the main point. Okay. So what I do when I feel that way, and I don't want it to sit in my body, I'm like, yeah, you can go punch a pillow, let it out, all the things. Fine. If you're not in a space where you really have the time and space to go let it all the way out, here's one little thing you can do before you get on with your day. So you stand up instead of sitting. You're standing now. You're in active mode, okay? You're not just sitting in front of your computer. Then you're going to take your foot. Yeah, your foot. You're going to lift it. And you're going to drive it into the ground as hard as you possibly can in a big stomp. Now, if you're pregnant, you're going to want to skip that part, because there's something about stomping your foot really hard when you're pregnant that's not exactly the best thing for your baby. But if you're not pregnant, you're going to stomp your foot as hard as you can into the earth. Why? Well, the earth, this is a little bit spiritual. Okay, so bear with me here. But the earth is an incredible element that can absorb negative energy and sort of like transmute it for the good. Like we're not meant to hold all that negative energy in our bodies. It's not healthy. It's poisonous. It eats us from the inside out. It causes all kinds of bad things in our bodies, God forbid. And so what do we do with that? Where do we put it? We can put it in the earth. And the earth is a really amazing place to just leave it there. Let it sink in. And let the earth do with all of that energy whatever it's going to do, which hopefully is use it for the good. So that's why we stomp our foot into the ground. And the other one is because it has been proven to release adrenaline when you do that out of your body. So if you're having adrenaline from reading a story like that, or anytime you are in a place where you are feeling you know, yellow or red. If you don't know what yellow or red means in the Queen Rise world, you're going to have to go back and listen to the episode that is, I keep forgetting the title because it's not, the title is not the traffic light, but it's like the number one secret tool to determining where your boundary is, something like that. And you're going to want to go back and listen to that. But if you're feeling any yellow or red, like any kind of unsafe, unsure, uncertain, put in a position that you don't like, that's not 100% okay with you, you can do this too. You release the adrenaline with that foot stomp. You get it out of your body. And that's so healthy. And the other way we know already, if you've been listening at all, you already know this, the other way we release emotions from our body is through shouting. Shouting is something that we're taught not to do, and that we're total weirdos are going to attract tons of unwanted attention if we ever shout. Not saying that, you know, we should all be shouting at each other, but we should be shouting as a release. And then obviously if something calls for shouting, like you're in a really dangerous situation, then yes, shout. But shouting just is a release, even though it's not societally acceptable. Shouting as a release. What do you shout? Well, I found that when you can make it the simplest thing you can possibly shout, that is the thing to shout. Not a whole sob story about how you feel when you're shouting. That's for your journal. That's for your therapist. But when you're shouting, shout the simplest thing. It's like you're setting a boundary with that news story or with that situation, but after the fact. And so the word no is the simplest way for you to release, do something. Even if, you know, it's not like you're going to like make gun reform laws when you stomp and shout no, okay? You're not going to save children when you stomp and shout no necessarily, but what are you doing? You're declaring out loud in a powerful way that whatever it is not okay with you. It's okay to say, it's not okay that happened. I don't stand for that. I don't tolerate that. I say no to that. And when you stand up and you declare no to something that's not okay, that you know isn't okay, you have clarity. You get it out of your body. And you at least have done something out loud. So you stand up, you can make your hands in fists if that feels good. You can put your hands up in the stop sign if that makes you feel good. You stomp your foot into the ground as hard as you can and you shout at the top of your lungs just one word. No. And who knows? Maybe your energy of your no is so effective. Maybe your energy is so deep. Your anger for an injustice is so real that the energy will reverberate somehow, some way, in ways that we can't know or see. Who knows? Who knows? Something you can choose to believe if you want to. Okay. That's 14 minutes. Please take this tool and use it for the sake of your health, for the sake of your emotional and mental health, with everything that's happening in the world today, with anything that might be happening in your life today. Use it and know that it's okay. It's okay to shout. It's okay to stomp. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel what you feel, whatever that is. And it's okay to simplify things in a way that's No, not acceptable. Period. End of story. Without diving into why it might be good or looking at the bright side. Okay? Okay. I hope this helped. If it did, or if you try this and you felt something, anything, please don't be shy. Reach out. Let me know. I am so accessible on Facebook Messenger and Instagram Messenger. Queen Rise Self Defense on Instagram. Jackie Hyman on Facebook. Make sure to friend me. Make sure to follow me. Let's hang out on social media and support each other. Okay. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.